You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The government will likely roll out a merchant credit card facility for traders in the micro, small and medium enterprises category this year to help these units tide over short-term liquidity woes. It is being designed along the lines of the Kisan credit card and will likely offer incentives such as short-term collateral-free loans up to a limit at a cheaper rate to these units, official sources told FE. However, a plan to launch a digital UPI-linked credit card for MSMEs designed by the state-run Small Industries Development Bank of India could be delayed as it requires broader inter-ministerial consultations, the sources said. Moreover, the idea of firming up a common set of guidelines for the two cards, MCC and Vyapar credit card, with common objectives has also been put off, they added. Meanwhile, the Cabinet has approved a national green hydrogen mission with an initial outlay of ₹19,744 crore, with a view to making India a global hub for manufacturing of this benign source of energy. The mission, in sync with the plan to reduce carbon intensity of the country's gross domestic product and achieve net zero emissions by 2070, seeks to promote development of annual green hydrogen production capacity of at least 5 million tonne by 2030, with associated renewable energy capacity addition of 125 gigawatt. Investments to the tune of ₹8 trillion are meant to be catalyzed with the support, leading to creation of 600,000 jobs by 2030. It is estimated that the mission would allow cumulative reduction in fossil fuel imports of over ₹1 trillion and abatement of nearly 3 million ton of annual greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. In some more industry news, National Asset Reconstruction Company has emerged as the highest bidder at the end of an intense challenge mechanism bidding process for the two insolvent SREI companies. The government-promoted bad banks bid of ₹5,555 crore was found to be highest in net present value terms. Altham Investment and Infrastructure's bid of ₹5,526 crore was adjudged the second highest during the process, which concluded late on Tuesday. A consortium of Varte Partners and Arena Investors, which has been in the fray from the beginning of the corporate insolvency resolution process for the two NBFCs, dropped out at the end of the second round of the five-round bidding on Tuesday. The consortium's financial bid in terms of NPV stood at ₹4,687 crore. Moving on, with a lack of clarity on how to implement its guidelines on part of the Supreme Court order on higher pension, the Employees Provident Fund organization is expected to issue a more detailed circular on the issue. While the EPFO had last week issued a circular for accepting applications of subscribers who had contributed on higher actual wages, but whose request for a higher pension was denied, field-level officers have said the guidelines are not clear enough. An official said, quote, "There is no clarity on how to include all the subscribers who will put in requests based on the circular. We are getting a large number of queries, but are unable to respond to them for now," unquote. With confusion prevailing amongst members of the EPFO as well on how to apply, sources said the EPFO is likely to come out with more detailed guidelines soon. On to the economy sector. India has urged Indonesia to allow import of buffalo meat via Medan port on its northern coast instead of Jakarta, citing physical proximity with India, which could reduce cost of transportation. Officials said that if exports of bovine meat is allowed through Medan port, located on the north of Indonesia instead of Jakarta, which is at the south of Indonesia, the shipment would see a significant spike. The distance between Medan and Jakarta ports is around 1,500 kilometers. Officials said that India has also asked Indonesia to increase the annual import quota for bovine meat, currently fixed at around 0.1 million tons substantially. Indonesia is the fourth largest export destination for buffalo meat from India, the world's second biggest meat exporter after Brazil. And lastly, Baiju Ravindran, the founder of edtech major Baiju's, is in financing talks to raise his stake in the company to around 40%, according to Bloomberg. The report, citing sources, said that Ravindran is in talks to raise funds to finance the buyback for an estimated 15% stake by using the shares as collateral. Baiju's was valued at $22 billion the last time it raised funds in October 2022. Though the buyback may happen at a lower valuation, sources cited in the report said. The report added that discussions with shareholders and financiers are still in early stages and may not necessarily lead to a deal. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.